Greetings, readers. Welcome to the June edition of Library News. Another youth summer reading program is upon us, and we are very excited. This year's theme is Ready, Set, Adventure. The program will run from June 6th through July 29th and will offer lots of fun, virtual programs along the way. Join Youth Services Librarian Denise Bean 3 times a week via Zoom for her fun-filled activities. Double Craft Mondays, Story Prompt Wednesdays, and Food Frenzy Fridays. Go to iowalibrary.blog to find out more information.
Also going on throughout the summer is When Storytime Comes to You, a partnership with public libraries throughout Iowa. When Storytime Comes to You takes Denise to different public libraries across the state. She provides participants of all ages with a fun introduction to Braille, the story of Louis Braille, and hands-on activities and games. Participants are provided with Braille activities to take home, and public libraries are provided with Braille information and a print Braille book to add to their collection. Check out the library events calendar at iowalibrary.blog to see where Denise will be next.
The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled will also be hosting an 8-week STEM experience for teens 14 years and older this summer. Teens will have fun with physical science, engineering, math, coding, and earth science, and discover how to work through the engineering design process through different activities. There will be special guest speakers throughout the summer introducing different topics, and the teens will be using hands-on STEM activities based off of STEM scale-up kits provided to the library by the Iowa STEM Council. The library is excited to spend this time with this great group of people.
June is Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Pride Month. This month's long celebration demonstrates how LGBTQ Americans have strengthened our country by using their talents and creativity to help create awareness and goodwill. Celebrate Pride Month by reading one of these inspiring books. Burn the Place by Ilana Regan, DB 97341. A memoir by Chicago-based Michelin star chef and Elizabeth restaurateur Ilana Regan is a culinary and sexual coming-of-age story. Regan recounts her youth spent foraging for mushrooms while searching for herself. The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay, DB 91533. Told in alternating perspectives, Mackay delves into the height of the 1980s AIDS epidemic as it was experienced in Chicago's Boys Town before flashing forward to present-day Paris, where the character who links both eras is looking for her MIA daughter. I Wish You All the Best by Mason Deaver, DB 95723. When Ben comes out as non-binary, they're thrown out of the house and move in with their older sister, Hannah. Struggling with anxiety disorder, Ben tries to keep a low profile. But then Ben meets Nathan, and everything changes.
Real Life by Brandon Taylor, DB 98508. Wallace, a biochemistry graduate student, struggles to remain connected with his friends because of his sense of self-preservation as a gay black man from Alabama living in the Midwest. But an unexpected encounter with a straight man fractures his defenses and threatens the equilibrium of his community. Here for It, or How to Save Your Soul in America, essays by R. Eric Thomas, DB 98878. A collection of essays in which the author reflects on his experiences reconciling his Christianity with his sexuality. The exhaustion of code switching, gaining accidental internet fame, and covering the 2016 election and its aftermath. He reexamines the meaning of normal and discusses how to care about an increasingly bleak future. How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, DB 98361. A poet describes his experiences growing up as black and gay in the American South through the series of vignettes. Describes familial relationships, romantic flings, and friendships. Examines what people do for and to each other in the search for identity. Real Queer America, LGBT Stories from Red States by Samantha Allen, DB 96338. As a transgender reporter provides a peek at LGBT communities that exist in conservative-leaning states along the course of a cross-country road trip from Utah to Texas and on through the Bible Belt and the Deep South. Profiles drag shows, political rallies, hubs of queer life, and individuals working for change. Strong language.
The Stars and the Blackness Between Them by Janata Petrus, DB 98440. After her mother catches her with her secret girlfriend, Audra is sent from her home in Trinidad to live with her father in Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, Audra meets Mabel, her future classmate, and more, who is navigating her own sexual identity amidst uncertainty about her health. Over the Top, A Raw Journey to Self-Love by Jonathan Van Ness, DB 97437. Memoir from a star of the reality TV show Queer Eye, he discusses growing up in a small Midwestern town where his homosexuality made him a target. He endured ridicule and trauma, but became a model for self-love and acceptance. Bestseller. Here Comes the Sun by Nicole Dennis Benn, DB 96040. Margot was raised to trade her sexuality for survival and hustles at an opulent resort to send her younger sister, Thandi, to school to avoid the same fate. Margot finds hope in the opening of a new hotel and an opportunity to admit her love for another woman.
The library is excited to offer summer online courses for paraeducators, associates, and educators surrounding Accessible Educational Material, or AEM, and Braille. This 8-week online self-paced course will combine our library's Braille Bits course and our Instructional Materials Center courses on accessible educational materials into one. Participants will work through the Braille Bits lesson while having access to the library's certified Braille transcribers for questions. They will also be provided information on accessible educational material through videos, articles, and other resources to sharpen and enhance their AEM knowledge. Topics will include introductions to our Library and Instructional Materials Center, AEM and ordering accessible materials for students, Universal Design for Learning and Accessibility. We believe this is a unique opportunity for all educators across the state to help support the needs of the students we serve through the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled.
May's Makerspace Monday Bull Stamping Workshop was a success. We rolled nearly 1 pound of air-dry clay into what appeared to be a delicious, tasty pie crust. We smushed and squished until finishing up with the perfect thickness and began to add our mark. This was the best part of the night. We pressed each stamp and danced each style all over the top. With the help of our cereal bowl, we transformed the flattened clay into a bowl of its own. Makerspace Monday will pause for the summer as we roll out our summer reading program. Bill will be back Monday, September 12th, with fresh new ideas and old favorites mixed in.
Save the date. The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled will be a part of the Des Moines Downtown Farmers Market on Saturday, August 20th, from 7 a.m. to noon. The library will have a booth offering a hands-on Braille activity while spreading awareness about Braille literacy, the library, and the department. Come visit us. Speaking of Braille literacy, the library is proud to announce that there are two finalists from Iowa competing in the Braille Challenge Finals. Nathan D. is a finalist in the varsity group, and Con T. is a finalist in the apprentice group. They have been invited to compete at the national finals June 24th and 25th at the University of Southern California. Congratulations to both Nathan and Con.
And don't forget about these upcoming and ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. The Library Chat Podcast. Last month's podcast was a special episode for us. The library staff was asked to present at the annual meeting of the Friends of the Iowa Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in April on the extraordinary lengths the staff went through to keep the library functioning during the pandemic. In addition, we spoke about the library receiving the 2020 National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Network Library of the Year Award. This presentation by library staff reflects on what was accomplished by the library over those 2 years and what we learned from the challenges and opportunities those years presented. It is an amazing story we wanted to share as part of our May Library Chat podcast by including the audio recording of our presentation. We would also like to extend a huge thank you to our friends of the library for giving us the opportunity to tell our story. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!